بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد Chapter number 13 The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested for a book so that he can write for them the legacy or will. Imam al-Bukhari, he narrates in his Sahih, Hadith number 3168, saying, حَدَّثَنَا مُحَمَّدْ حَدَّثَنَا إِبْنُ عُيَيْنَا عَنْ سُلَيْمَانَ بِنْ أَبِي سَلْمٍ مُسْلِمْ الْأَحْوَلْ سَمِعَ سَعِيدٍ بِنْ جُبَيْرٍ سَمِعَ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمَا يَقُولُ يَوْمُ الْخَمِيسِ وَمَا يَوْمُ الْخَمِيسِ ثُمَّ بَكَى حَتَّى بَلَّ دَمْعُهُ الْحَصَى قُلْتُ يَا أَبَا عَبَّاسٍ مَا يَوْمُ الْخَمِيسِ قال اشتد برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعه فقال ائتوني بكتاب اكتب لكم كتابا لا تدلوا بعده ابدا فتنازعوا ولا ينبغي عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تنازع فقالوا ما له اهجر استفهموه فقال ذروني فالذي انا فيه خير مما تدعونني اليه فأمرهم بثلاث قال أخرجوا المشركين من جزيرة العرب وأجيزوا الوفد بنحو ما كنت أجيزهم والثالثة خير إما أن سكت عنها وإما أن قالها فنسيتها قال سفيان هذا من قول سليمان أم بخاري narrates in his Sahih saying that Muhammad narrated to us from Ibn Uyayna, from Sulaiman, Ibn Abi Muslim, Al-Ahwal, who heard Sa'id ibn Jubair saying that he heard Ibn Abbas saying that Thursday, and what do you know about Thursday? After that, Ibn Abbas wept till the stones on the ground were soaked with his tears. He then said, I asked Ibn Abbas, what is it about Thursday? He said, when the condition of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's health deteriorated, he said, bring me a bone so that we may write something for you after which you will never go astray. The people differed in their opinions, although it was improper to differ in front of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, what is wrong with him? Do you think he is delirious? Ask him to understand. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave me as I am in a better state than you, than what you are asking me to do. Then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them to do three things, saying, turn out all the pagans from the Arab Peninsula. Show respect to all foreign delegates by giving them gifts as I used to. And then the narrator adds, the third order or command is something beneficial, which either Ibn Abbas did not mention, or he mentioned, but I forgot. Shaykh al-Iryani in the footnotes, he comments on some of the wordings mentioned in the hadith, like the statement, Hajar, which is used to mean Hadayan, some nonsense or speech, that a sick person says when they're sick, and it's not a speech that has a benefit in it. And this occurring to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is something that is impossible, because he is infallible in terms of his reliability and in his sickness and when he is in good health. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't speak out of desire. Al-Qurtubi, he mentions, rahimahullah, that the intent of the statement of the companions was actually in form of detestation, to say that you think the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks nonsense during the sickness, instead that we should adhere to his command. And this, he says, the best of what has been said in relation to this speech. He also said that it's possible that he meant that this statement came from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was in a state of confusion, as it also occurs to people who are nearing their death. And this possible meaning has been preferred as a correct opinion by Hafidh ibn Hajr in Fath al-Bari, as he mentions the statement. And he also mentioned that the term istafhimuhu, it means that to test and to inquire regarding his command in terms of verifying whether or not what he has mentioned here should be adhered to, i.e. should be acted upon or not. And then he also mentions in relation to the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says to them, leave me as I am in better state than what you are asking me to do. What is intended here is that leave me from the debate and argument which you have begun, For I am under the observation and observance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he, Sheikh also comments, Sheikh Ar-Riyani, about the silence of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And he says that in terms of the last command, and Muhallab said the third one was to prepare the army of Usama. Ibn Battal was certain of this. And it was also said that it was his advice, the Prophet was giving advice in regards to the Quran. And this was an opinion held by Ibn Tin, who said he was certain of it as well. It was also said that what he meant as the last command was preparing the army of Usama. Iyad mentioned that it's actually the statement of the Messenger ﷺ, لَتَتَّخِذُ قَبْرِي وَثَنًا يُعْبَدُ, do not take my grave as an idol that is worshipped, because this report is authentic and muwatta, and it comes in accompanying the wording to remove the Yahud from the Arab Peninsula. Then Shaykh Riyani, he mentioned another hadith reported by Imam Bukhari in Sahih, hadith number 4432, where it says, حَدَّثَنَا عَلِي بِنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ حَدَّثَنَا عَبْدُ الرَّزَاقِ أَخْبَرْنَا مَعْمَرْ عَنْ زُهْرِي عَنْ عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ بِنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بِنْ عُتْبَةِ أَنْ بِنْ عَبَّاسَ لَلَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قَالَ لما حضر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي البيت رجال فقال النبي هلموا أكتب لكم كتابا لا تدلوا بعده فقال بعضهم إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد غلبه وجع وعندكم القرآن حسبنا كتاب الله فاختلف أهل البيت واختصموه فمنهم من يقول قربوا يكتب لكم كتابا لا تدلوا بعده ومنهم من يقول غير ذلك فلما أكثروا اللغو والاختلاف قال رسول الله قوموا قال عبيد الله فكان يقول ابن عباس إن الرزية كل الرزية ما حال بين رسول الله وبين أن يكتب لهم ذلك الكتاب لاختلافهم وغلطهم. Imam Bukhari, he narrates in his Sahih with a chain narration from Ali bin Abdullah from Abdul Razak, who said in the report to us, Ma'ma from Zuhri, from Abdullah bin Abdullah ibn Utbah, from Ibn Abbas, who said, when Allah's Messenger was on his deathbed and there were some men in his house, he said, come near, I'll write for you something after which will not go astray. Some of them, i.e. the companion, said, Allah's Messenger is seriously ill, and you have the book of Allah. Allah's book is sufficient for us. So the people in the house differed and started disputing. Some of them said, give him writing materials so he may write for you something after which will not go astray. Well, others said, the other way around. So when their talk and differing increased, Allah's Messenger said, get up. Ibn Abbas said, no doubt it was a very unfortunate disaster that Allah's Messenger was prevented from writing for them that which writing because of the differing and their noise. Shaykh Adiyan, he mentions in the footnotes that what's meant by those in the house was the companions of Messenger and not Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Messenger. And the term Ar-Raziyya, it means here Al-Musibah. And Hafiz ibn Hajar also mentions that in Fath al-Bari, volume 8, page 166. And Ibn Abbas, he cried, and is intended by this crying that he remembered the death of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he revived and renewed some sadness in him. And it's also intended, or also can be carried to mean, that he cried due to the loss of the benefit and the good that could have came from the writing the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have wrote for them in that time. His hadith was also reported in Sahih al-Muslim, hadith 1637, with two versions of the narration. Imam al-Nawawi mentioned in Sharh Muslim that the ulama have agreed, right, the ulama who have spoken about this hadith have agreed, that this hadith shows the virtue and understanding of Umar radiallahu ta'ala and his virtue and the accuracy of his opinion. Like, because he feared that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam writes some affairs and perhaps that the commands were incapable of doing. Thus, due to that, they will be deserving of punishment. And so, because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have reported them in textual statements, which there is no ijtihad, i.e. striving in it. Also, Umar radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that the Book of Allah is sufficient for us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, we never left anything out of the book. And Allah said, أَيَّوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, today I have completed for you the religion. So, he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed the religion, and it's safe, his ummah is safe from misguidance. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Umar wanted ease for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And know that Umar, Sheikh mentions, Imam Nawawi says that Umar was more has more fiqh and understanding and agreement than Ibn Abbas sallallahu alaihi wasallam. End of quote. Also, the Qurtubi mentions in Mufhim, volume 4, page 557, that what's apparent is that from Umar radiallahu anhum and those with him is that this affair wasn't by way of obligation, but only by way of direction in terms of what is most rectifying. Because of what's in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of guidance to everything that is needed and of good. And also the fact that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in pain. So they disliked that they should put unnecessary burden on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make things heavy for him. And with that, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not criticize them for that, and nor did he dispraise them. Rather, he said to all of them that I am in better state, that leave me, I am in better state at the moment. Also, Al-Maziri mentions in Fathul Bari, volume 8, page 168, that it was permissible for the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, to differ in regards to the writing of this book, due to despite the clarity of the command, due to what they had known of associated signs to show that it's not of an obligation. And what is apparent to them of these associated signs, that it was by way of a choice. So they differed in regards to this, and they brought forth their ijtihadat. May Allah be pleased with them. And Umar, he argued to not to have the book written, due to what he saw of the different associated signs, to show that it's not a certain or a must in terms of a command. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam's resolve in having the book written is either by way of revelation or by way of ijtihad. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left off either due to a revelation or due to that same ijtihad. Al-Khattabi, he mentioned that it's not permissible to carry the statement of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to me that he was pointing out a mistake upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to carry it to mean an opinion which is not befitting the position. Rather, he, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saw what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was overcome with the pain and the nearness of his death, and he feared that during this time the statements that may come from him, as it comes from those who might be at times of sickness, will be a statement that might be a statement of resolve. So due to that, the hypocrites might find a way in order to speak about the religion. Also, Hafiz ibn Hajar, he mentions in Fath, volume 8, page 169, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them three advices, or three last commands in this position. And this shows that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it shows that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advice to or recommendation to have a book written down wasn't by way of obligation, because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered them that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had this book been that which had been ordered to convey, then he would not have left it off due to their differing, and so due to not conveying that, had this been a command, then it would have been a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between him and upon him due to not conveying it. And also the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported by wording at the end of this hadith to expel the pagans from the Arab Peninsula. And other than that, and he even sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived after this event for some days, and statements of words were memorized from him. So this is carried to show that this writing of the book was not by way of an obligation. Also, Hafiz ibn Kathir, he mentions Bidayah an-Nihayah, volume 8, page 36 and 37, that he said that many of the people of foolishness, of the people of innovation, and the Shia claim that this book, the Messenger ﷺ intending to write, was a book which, according to them, has the statements that they believe in and follow. It means the statements of the people of innovation. And this statement, and that which the Messenger ﷺ intended to write, has already come in authentic, clear hadith, which exposed this false claim of the people of innovation. And then Hafiz ibn Kathir, he brings many narrations to show the correctness and the deservedness of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be the Khalifa. After, he continues to say, the Messenger ﷺ on Dhul Khamis, before he was passed away, he gave a great khutbah in which he mentioned the virtues of a Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in comparison to all the other companions, and also he gave the command that he should lead the people in the prayer. And this khutbah that he gave takes the place and substitutes that which he intended to write. End of quote. chapter number 14, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the choice between remaining on the dunya and between leaving it, in terms of what is prepared for him in the hereafter. Imam Bukhari, he narrates in his Sahih Hadith number 466, saying, حدثنا محمد بن سنان قال حدثنا فريح قال حدثنا أبو النضر عن عبيد بن حنين عن بصر بن سعيد عن أبي سعيد الخدري قال ختم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إن الله خير عبدا بين الدنيا وبين ما عنده فاختار ما عند الله فبكى أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه فقلت في نفسي ما يبكي هذا الشيخ إن يكون الله خير عبدا بين الدنيا وبين ما عنده فاختار ما عند الله فكان رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هو العبد وكان أبو بكر أعلمنا فقال يا أبو بكر لا تبكي إن أمن الناس علي في صحبته وماله أبو بكر ولو كنت متخذا خليلا من أمتي لاتخذت أبو بكر ولكن أخوة الإسلام مودته لا يبقين في المسجد باب إلا سد إلا باب بكر. So in this chapter, it says that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given a choice between remaining in dunya or that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Bukhari narrates the hadith on the authority of bringing forth his chain from Muhammad bin Sinan, from who said it narrated to us from Fulayh, who said it was narrated to us from Abu Nadr, from Abidullah ibn Hunayn, from Busra ibn Sa'id, from Musa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu ta'ala, who said the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a khutbah, and he said Allah gave a choice to one of his slaves, either to choose this world or what is with him, i.e. Allah, in the hereafter. So he chose the latter. Abu Bakr wept, and I said to myself, why is this sheikh weeping? I said to myself, why is this sheikh weeping? If Allah gave a choice to one of his slaves, either to choose the world or what is with him in the hereafter, and he chose the latter. And that slave was Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr knew more than us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Bakr, do not weep. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, Abu Bakr has favored me much with his property and company. If I were to take a khalif from mankind, I would certainly have taken Abu Bakr, but the Islamic brotherhood and friendship is sufficient. Close all the gates to the masjid except the gate of Abu Bakr. And then the Shaykh brings another hadith from Muslim, in hadith number 2382, saying حدثنا عبد الله بن جعفر بن يحيى بن خالد حدثنا معا حدثنا مالك بن أبي نضر عن عبيد الله بن حنين عن أبي سعيد أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جلس على المنبر فقال عبد خير الله بين أن يؤتيه زهرة الدنيا وبين ما عنده فاختار ما عنده فبكى وبكر وبكى فقال فديناك بآبائنا وأمهاتنا قال فكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مخير وكان بكر أعلمنا به وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أمن الناس علي في ماله وصحبته أبا بكر ولو كنت متخذ خليلا اتخذت أبا بكر خليلا ولكن أخوة الإسلام لا تبقين في المسجد خوخة إلا خوخة أبي بكر. So yeah, Muslim brings the hadith along with his chain narration, saying that Abdullah ibn Ja'far ibn Yahya bin Khalid narrated to us from Malik ibn Abi Nadr, from Ubaidullah ibn Hunayn, from Abu Sa'id, who said the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on the minbar, and he said Allah gave a choice to his servant that he may opt for the beauties of this world or that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the servant chose that which is with Allah. Thereupon Abu Bakr wept and wept bitterly and said, let our fathers and mothers be sacrificed for you. It was Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who had been given the choice, and Abu Bakr knew it better than us. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, behold, of all people the most generous the world in regards to his companionship and his property with Abu Bakr. Were I to choose anyone as my close intimate friend, I would have chosen Abu Bakr as my dear friend, but for him I cherish. But that we have Islamic brotherhood and Islamic brotherhood. And there shall not be left any window in the mosque open except for the window or the door of Abu Bakr. And from the benefits and lessons and morals of this hadith is, number one, the virtue of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the strength of his understanding and his mind, and that he's most knowledgeable of the companions. Second, we also learn the great love of the companions, may Allah be pleased and had, for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him more than their children, their parents, and all the people. And so that, he said the statement, may our fathers and mothers be ransomed for you. Thirdly, that in this is encouragement to choose that which is in the hereafter over that which is in the world of life. and that remaining dunya and is only for a provision for the hereafter and in order to increase in degrees. Fourthly, to have shukr, to have gratitude for the one who has done good to you and who has given you virtue and good treatment by praising such a person, for the one who doesn't thank the people hasn't thanked Allah. Fifthly, to command the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to close all the doors except for the door of Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in general, this is an indication to show that his deservedness and his right to the Khalifa after the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam.